What is up? This is College Bound with Ryan Messinger.
And Aaron Brock.
And today we have two special guests. Introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Nick Noga. I'm a senior here at Trobert.
And I'm Brendan Knight, and I'm also a senior here.
You guys are both playing lacrosse at what school?
I'm going to be playing at Cortland.
And I'm going to be committed to Muhlenberg also.
Nice. This is WDOT Port Washington. You're on the dot. Stop littering. Just wait a couple minutes to find a trash can. It's really not that hard to do. If you would like to, come support the boys' varsity volleyball team as they take on Jericho at Jericho High School at 3 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, November 5th. All right, boys, here we go. Why did you commit to the school you chose?
I personally committed to Cortland because the coach gave me a really nice message there, and their program is really nice there, and I love everything that Cortland stands for, and it just fit me as soon as I stepped on campus.
Honestly, most of that same stuff goes for me. Also, my friend was already committed there from here, Jacob Apat. He's also committed to Muhlenberg. And I also knew a lot of people that have went there and really liked it, so I just thought it would be a perfect fit for me.
Cool. What made you choose this school over other schools?
Most of the some seniors I know that graduated here previously, I know them from just sports and all around just being friends with them and in classes with them. And they said that they love it, and I really don't know anyone that has bad experience at Cortland, so I just fell in love with school.
Yeah, I also just like really liked the campus when I went there, and then when I was able to meet all the guys on the team, they were all very nice to me, and the coaches were super nice. So that was all the things that like helped me choose Muhlenberg over everywhere else.
Did you guys have a hard time contemplating which school to choose?
I'd say it was fairly hard because, you know, it's where you're going to spend the last 4 years of your school, really. And it's just, you got to put every thought into it and make sure it's the right fit for you.
Yeah, I definitely had, like, a little bit of a hard process because I just, like, was going through a lot of things with my parents. But eventually, it was a pretty easy decision for me once I, like, really got to the school and, like, saw everything there and, like, experienced what it would like to be, what it would be like to go there.
Do you guys have any goals you would like to accomplish before playing for this new team?
I think it would be everyone's goal to just win the chip and just go to like the final stage and just shine there. But I think a realistic ultimate goal for me would just to be get some playing time when I'm younger. So like probably like next year and then sophomore year, I just want to touch the field, you know?
Yeah, same for me. I just want to play like at a young time.
What do you guys like most about playing lacrosse?
I just like the drive and motivation it gives me to just be like a better person, and just I work so hard to just better everyone around me, so it just really gives me a great foundation in life.
One thing I really like is like how much of a team sport it is. Like no one's gonna like win you a single game. It's gonna be everyone around you, and like that's what I really like.
How do your teammates help you be the best athlete you can be? And also, on that same topic, what team dynamic do you strive for?
My teammates just push me every day to be the best that I can be. And that's what I also try and do the same. And that's why I love just having a great foundation. And just, like, our team is just so, like, tightly knit. And I feel like we just have a lot of team chem there. So that's I love that about our team.
Yeah, exactly what you said. Like, all of our teammates are always looking for each other to be better. Like, if someone's not coming to, like, our senior captain practices or everything like that, we're all going to be texting that one person to make sure they're getting there. So that's why I think, like, the team that we have are, like, we're all such good friends and we're all, like, teammates. It helps us out a lot in the long run when we're, like, playing in these big games.
Have you guys ever had a really impactful coach? If so, what made them so special?
So last year, our coaches, one of the coaches that I was taught by, not Brendan because he's offense, I'm defense, so I was coached by Coach Schultz, and he just taught me so many life lessons outside of lacrosse, and it really helped me become a better person. And also, shout out to Coach Mejia down the hall. He's also a great influence to the team and still is to this day.
Yeah, for me, we had, like, an offensive coach more, and his name was Coach Duran. That was, like, really, really, I came here as a sophomore, and that was his first year there, so we kind of bonded over that. And then we became, like, good, like, friends. Like, we honestly were friends, even though he's my coach. Like, he taught me a lot about the game and, like, a lot about myself as a player. And, like, even though he's not going to be returning with us next year, I still text him all the time and call him all the time. So, yeah, he definitely impacted me a lot. And helped me get to Camille and Burke. He was a really big part in helping me commit there because he knew their coach, so he reached out to me for it.
Cool. What do you guys want to do, like, fully in your sports career, not just in college? Is there anywhere you wanted to go, like, after you play in college?
Honestly, just for me, I think a men's league will do it for me when I'm older, you know, just chilling. Because, like, I'm not trying to get too competitive when I'm older, but I still love the competitiveness in college, and I love the sport in general.
Yeah, exactly what he said. I don't think
Yeah, I don't think I'm going pro anytime soon.
What motivated you guys to pursue this sports career?
Well, my dad got me into it when I was at a young age, so it kind of just clicked from there. And I know that people are, like, kind of forced into sports and end up not liking it down the road, but that was definitely not the case with lacrosse. And it's just been a love of mine ever since I was born, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly the same. Honestly.
What challenges or injuries have you guys dealt with while playing lacrosse?
Recently. I just had a AC joint repair on my shoulder, and it's not going to lie, it's been pretty crummy, the road to recovery, but I'm definitely getting there, and it's been a new challenge every day to get better, and it just drives me even more to get better because I just want to get back to 100% before the season starts.
Yeah, luckily, knock on wood, but I've never been injured yet, so I don't really know what it's going to be like. Last year, actually, like, I guess during the season, I was like, I got really sick and I was in the hospital for that, so I missed like a game or two, but that was about it.
Yeah, injuries are always the worst in any sport, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys recover from a setback or poor performance?
I think in general, you gotta do the little things right. You gotta watch film. You gotta get on each other about messing up. You can't just watch someone walk through emotions because it's not gonna get someone better. And you gotta reflect on yourself too. You can't just think you played the perfect game every game. You gotta reflect on what you did wrong and just grow as a player.
Yeah, there's always other things that you can always improve on, no matter how well you thought you played. There's gonna be little things that you go over and film with your coach, and they're gonna show you you could have done better there. And then when you see those things, you realize that and you do better next time, and you keep just elevating every single time.
Is there any diet you guys keep or any workouts you guys do to maintain your fitness level during any off season?
Yeah, I'm actually high into fitness. I go every day pretty much. I do footwork, a bunch of it, and I try and run 2 miles a day. And just for eating, I try and get a little carbs in there, not too much. And then just protein. That's all I do.
Yeah, I never really got into that stuff, to be honest. I have no diet, and I try and lift, but I'm not the greatest at it. It's definitely something that I want to take up and actually do it. Nick's always trying to get me to work out, but I can't.
Hey, it's in season, to be fair.
Yeah, I am.
I'm not playing football this year. Yeah. Well, I was, but I got hurt. So
I just don't seem to love it as much as Nick.
I get that. Yeah.
Do you have any advice for other athletes looking to commit?
I'd say just trust the process and just keep on grinding every day. Do something that you don't normally do to get better. I know younger kids don't use their non-dominant hand a lot. Maybe try and get on the wall with your non-dominant hand. Just get a little better every day. Contact coaches. Just go crazy contacting them, just anyone you can think of, and just keep on trying, because what's the point if you don't?
Never lose hope. Also, a lot of people, once you're not committed for a while, they're just all right, maybe this isn't for me. But we both committed not that late, but decently late compared to all the kids who are going D1, so you just have to kind of stick with it. And what he said, definitely email a bunch. I just started emailing so many schools, and then eventually a bunch of schools started emailing back and started talking to me. So
thank you, guys. This was College Bound with Ryan Messinger.
And Aaron Brock.
And that was our episode for today. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.